6:30 p.m. Before we start, Patrick Lady is not going to be here tonight, and I don't think Director Mark Bruno is going to be here either. So John Connolly will sit in on that on this meeting. Notification open meeting slot. We have the open meeting slot posted in the back room. I want to read briefly what it says. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations, and then the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action, and we ask that the public interrupt the direct discussion and action. Right. Thank you very much. Quorum call.
Alan.
Here.
John Conley.
Here.
Patrick
Here.
Anna.
Here. Adoption of agenda.
So moved. Second.
Motion and second. Any comment from the public? Directors. Roll call.
John Conley.
Yes.
Yes.
Alan. Yes.
Ann Shepherd.
I have proof of publication of tonight's meeting, and that will be part of the permanent record. Item number 6, review and recommendation on legal services contract extension with Fletcher Blackwell, LLP, John Winfield, General Manager, and Heldar, and Brent Meyer, Hush Blackwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The current one-year contract between the district and Hush Blackwell expires June 30th of this year. Hush Blackwell and the district proposes to enter into a new two-year contract beginning July 1st of 2018 through June 30th, 2020. Hush Blackwell has agreed to set its hourly rate at the current rate it is charging now for the two-year term of the agreement. And Mr. Dobb, obviously, and Brent and Adam are here if there's any questions from them. Staff obviously has made the recommendation to approve the recommendation to the full board to enter into that two-year agreement. We take any questions.
I move approval of staff recommendation.
Second. Comments?
No.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Anyone from the board?
I just had a question. And so we anticipate that the basic expense to the NRD would be about the same per year based. Same hourly as before, or does the hourly go up?
No, the rates would be fixed in for 2 years.
But is it an increase from our last contract?
No.
Let's see. Yeah, it's the same rate.
And the total is dependent on
what happens.
Right.
But well, thankfully, we have we've been using them more for projects and land acquisition and things like that, and less for lawsuits and other type of activity. So hopefully that continues and I'll keep our costs down. And it was a tough negotiation with Mr. Dobb to keep the rate the same, but I turned the heat up on him.
Mr. Dobb, we're about to believe him.
No, but we appreciate, obviously, the work and then also to keep that same, the contract the same, the amount, that helps tremendously.
We appreciate the business and enjoy working with Liberty.
Dirk, Jeff, are you through with the question?
That's the only question I had.
Okay. Any other questions?
I'll say one thing. You know, for those of us who have been around for quite a while, it's been a true blessing to have the capabilities of Hush Blackwell in times when we really needed it. And we really, the professional services have been brought forth and proven out over time. And I can't tell you how much I've appreciated that because I've seen the fruits of the labor. One of the best things I think we've ever done on this board was bring in your professional group to really assist us in getting where we need to be today. And we are looking at some really beautiful things right in front of us because of that. So thank you. I just want to say that.
Thank you.
No further questions. Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
Alan.
Yes.
John
Thomas.
Yes.
Hi. I think that concludes this list. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Brent and Adam, you have to stay.
He's an attorney. He's kind of under the
Thanks, Al.
I'm going to call the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee meeting to order. A copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the back of the room, and if you wish to refer to it, please feel free to do so. With that, quorum call, please.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Excuse me, Jane. Tim Fowler, would you fill in for Patrick Leahy, please?
Well, I guess so.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I'm here.
And John.
Yes, here. Item three is a quorum call. We had that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Adoption of the agenda, item four.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Yes, I have here an affidavit of proof of publication of tonight's meeting notice. That'll become part of our permanent records. And now moving to item six is a review and recommendation on Amendment 3 to Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Stage 4 Services. This is an update of Papillion Creek Watershed Plan Agreement with HDR Engineering. Lori Laster, please.
Good evening. So it's been 5 years since the last update, which is hard to believe. For everybody that's new on the board, in 2009, when the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership adopted a watershed management plan, it also adopted an implementation plan calling for projects to be constructed in the first 5 years of that plan. So that was in 2009. In 2014, we went through an update and selected the next 5 years of projects. And so we will need to do the same thing again and have that ready to go in 2019. We have worked with HCR, who did all of the original planning, to amend their contract to help us determine what this next implementation plan will look like. We know that we need to look at different scenarios as to where our priority projects are, what our revenues, and the funding that we can reasonably expect, where that's going to come from and how those are going to balance out so that we know what we can do in the next 5 years. HDR has put together their contract amendment, $150,000 to provide these services over the next several months. The partnership did vote at their May 24th meeting to accept the scope and contract amendment that HDR put together. And that $150,000 comes out of the partnership budget, not the NRD general fund. And also, we do this on the same cycle, close to the same cycle as the City of Omaha's sanitary sewer master plan. So a lot of the data is very similar, and they may contribute up to $20,000 towards this because they'll be using the same data. I do have Lori Corrett here with HCR, and we can answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. The chair to entertain a motion on this item.
Yeah. Motion to approve.
Second.
Anyone in the public wish to speak? Directors. Director Thompson.
When I saw this, I was surprised that this is only the third amendment because it's been around for so long, but certainly. And for you new guys, if you've never attended a partnership committee.
I don't know if I was born yet.
No, it's quite an assembly of folks in the area that have got a lot of technical knowledge, and I appreciate the work that the partnership does do to help us decide. And like Lori mentioned, the whole $150,000 is spread among the different partners, so it's not all our money, but it's a good deal. I think, as we'll find out in a little while, how important this partnership really is. And I'll save that news later.
You done, Jim?
I'm done.
Thank you. Laurie, from HDR, do you have any comments you want to make tonight? Okay. Any other comments from board members? Seeing none, roll call on the motion, please.
Austin.
Yes.
Right.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes. Thank you on that one. Now let's move ahead to item 7, is review and recommendation on the contract amendment to Stantec Consulting Services for Papio Hydraulic Modeling. Lori Laster again, please.
So if you'll remember, in April of last year, we contracted with Stantec Consulting out of Kansas City. FIRA had updated the hydrology in the Papillion Creek watershed that showed that we weren't seeing quite the increases in flooding and flood risk that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had produced in 2010. And so when we were moving through the process of getting new flood maps, Stantec was originally working for FEMA. They had done all of the work. We had draft maps. And then FIRA came along and we had this new data. We felt that it was prudent to include this new data to make sure that when any flood maps are published, they have the correct data on them and and we know to the best of our knowledge that this is what the actual flood risk is. So we stopped the project. We contracted with Stantec to redo all of those hydraulics, incorporating the work that FIRA had done. And so we did that, and we got up to the point where we had draft maps to look at, and we noticed that on Coal Creek in central Omaha, that it didn't show a floodplain at all from the FIRA hydrology. And we know that this is an area of a lot of flood risk. There's been a lot of work done, but we know that that's maybe not quite accurate. So FIRA is going back and looking at Coal Creek. They're doing some additional analysis and some further calibration studies on their model to make sure that we have an accurate picture of what we know happens on Coal Creek. In order to do that, Stantec will then have to go back and do their modeling again. And so we have a contract amendment for them in the amount of $67,379.84 to complete that work. And that includes making sure that the FIRA studies, there's a lot of extra data to get it in the format which FEMA finds acceptable, that Stantec does. Then they do the hydraulic, and then they produce the draft flood map. And part of that also, they will be doing a levee certification training for both us and the City of Omaha. They are FEMA's contractor who reviews levee certification packages, so they will be doing a kind of a one-day presentation for us and anyone else we want to invite to make sure that those packages, when they're ready to be submitted, everything is, all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. So hopefully that process, once we get to that point, goes very smoothly. And with that, I can answer any questions.
Lori, is the draft maps and final maps still on kind of the schedule that was presented?
No, we're a little bit delayed because of that. So we had anticipated that we would have the preliminary maps this fall. And so the earliest we would have them would be January of 19.
And then those would be the draft and then final after that.
Yes. So that's the preliminary maps, and then it takes about 18 months to 2 years before they're final and adopted.
Okay. Chair, to entertain a motion on this item?
Motion to approve.
Second. We have a second. Anyone in the public wish to speak? Seeing none, directors?
I have a question.
Yeah, Director Chapp.
Lori, FIRA is doing the work on the original hydrology, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're bringing in Stantec. Is it because FIRA can't complete the work, or does it have an expertise that FIRA doesn't have, or why do we need Stantec here?
Okay, so FIRA did the hydrology, which is how much rain we get. And they can do the hydraulic modeling part. However, there's this whole other side of FEMA specifications and making sure that all of the databases are in the proper format and all of the mapping, the GIS stuff is all exactly named right. And they had already done it once. FEMA had paid them to do it. All of the models were set up, the hydraulic models. So it was really a question of taking FIRA's data and putting them into the models that were already constructed. Had FIRA do that, there still would have been a contract with Stantec to do some of that FEMA technical, kind of the nitpicky stuff. And then FIRA would have had to take quite a bit of time to get up to speed because they didn't build the hydraulic models. So it kind of just worked out to the Brave Stand section.
Is FIRE still on this project?
Yes.
They're still working in conjunction with each other at this point then, and they're both necessary.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, a roll call, please.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Sherbert.
Yes. Thank you, Laurie. Now moving to item 8, review and recommendation on the West Douglas County Trail Preliminary Engineering Supplemental Agreement Number 2, Eric Williams. Good evening, Eric.
Yep, good evening, everyone. We've talked about this project before. So we talked about this project before, and a couple months ago we approved a change order on the environmental side. It took a couple more months to get the state to approve the change order on the design side. This map shows kind of the updated location for where the trail project will be happening. If you scroll to the bottom of the map, you can see that the yellow line now indicates the project will end at the northwest corner of Mallard Lake and Mallard Landing housing. Can you roll that down a little bit? There you go. That's a slight change from ending at the southeast corner from before, and that required a change in the environmental documentation, which required a change in the plans. We also are making a change in the highlighted long section there next to DC West High School. They're building a new school out there, and the expanded section on the right side of the map there shows a very slight adjustment in the alignment to go around the parking lot at the new school. And so the changes in both the end location of the project and the modification of the plans to update for this slight adjustment around the edge of the new parking lot that's under construction now needed a we're outside of the scope of the original project, required a change order for the state, which has now been approved. And so we are recommending approving the supplemental agreement to the original design contract. This project has been around for a very long time. We are under increasingly tight guidelines now where the project needs to be at right-of-way by October, and so we are getting very close. This will essentially allow EGA to update the plans to have them ready for right-of-way acquisition, which the Department of Transportation will take over in October, and shortly after that, we would then move to construct. As indicated, the change order or the consultant work order indicates $92,893.78 as the increase in the consultant's contract, and we're recommending authorizing John to approve that.
I can move staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. I'm confused by the wording of this. This doesn't show the amount of the increase in the board memo.
I'm sorry, the increase, the increase is the $92,000.
It's a $92,000 increase.
Correct.
And then the resulting contract amount is how much?
1 second. In the attachment, the first page at the bottom line shows increase from $195,125 to $288,000.
It's a 50% increase then.
Yes.
This seems like a huge increase to me for...
If I might, John. So what's happened was, for instance, on the bridge, we were doing a pedestrian bridge, the contractors with you guys. Now, we have to go back and redesign the bridge by two independent engineers and bring that into compliance. They won't accept a prefabricated bridge without all the design calculations, without all of the supporting information that not only our engineer does, but we have to hire a second engineer to check to do it as well as a check. That's just an example of what we're following, because we're falling into the federal guidelines for design now and not what we did originally. And so that when we checked that out, at first we were told, all you got to do is change the plans, get rid of the second phase, combine sheets, you're pretty well done. We get into it and we start asking questions, and that's when they came back with the.
Thank you.
Another federal highway requirement, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
We like
which
that.
Has been the problem from this from the get-go.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments, Director Thompson?
I think if Rich Teaser would be here, he'd be glad this project's coming to fruition, and
This will complete it, won't it?
We've
been talking, when Eric said a long time, that's long, I think he was in diapers when we started.
2004 is when we started this project.
Well, maybe you weren't in diapers. But no, it's been ongoing, and I think it's teaser's territory, and it's like, when can this get done?
We did have a recent meeting. We've had a couple community meetings. We had a recent meeting with City of Valley, a couple community stakeholders, the YMCA, the school, 3M, the church, and everybody is still very supportive of this project and the connection between the new school and the YMCA. So the community is very excited about getting this done. We continue to assure them that we're going to get it done, and hopefully this time the state is on the same page that we get this to right away, and then after that, get it to construction. I think we're all on the same page now.
Yeah, I've been caught in traffic when the railroad is being used, and it's scary. So yeah. This bridge, again, for you newcomers, going over the railroad tracks is a tremendous safety improvement. So.
Any other comments or questions? Mm-hmm. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Allen.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Fred.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
She here. Almost 2 years. Year and a half, right?
Okay, this is Eric Williams on the amendment to the trail license agreement with Quest Properties, LLC.
If you pull up the map, it should be the last page. There you go. Okay, so... we were working on the West Papio Trail from 108th and Giles to 132nd and Q. In the very end portion of that, along the former UP Railroad right-of-way, you can see it's about 100-foot width. This is the trail right as it ties up into Q Street right there on the south side. The adjacent property directly to this, the bottom part of this page, had previously requested that we create and issue them a license agreement for their access onto our property through the parking lot and out to Harry Anderson Ave as part of a development they're doing on the south side of Q Street, the east side of 132nd. That agreement was about 2 years ago, and at the time we expected they would move forward with their development before we got the trail constructed. We finished the design, went through the bidding, had the contractor on board, and have now constructed a large portion of the trail, and we will be to the site before they move forward with their work. And so rather than having them construct the trailhead parking lot and the trail in this area, as the license agreement indicated, we are constructing the trailhead and the trail in that area. And so we needed to adjust some of the terms as to how that's going to happen. We also now have the final plan. This is a cutout from the plan set. And so this reflects a little bit more accurately where the trail will be, where the trailhead parking lot will be, and the responsibility for operations and maintenance from the adjacent property owner. So it's just an update to the plan, to the agreement that we had previously had. It also does update the cost of the trailhead parking lot to include some portion of the cost of the trail, and that would be reimbursed by the adjacent property owner to us because we built the trailhead rather than them building the trailhead at their cost. And so we've updated all of those numbers as we've gone through the construction process. So there is no cost to the district on this. We will present this license agreement to the to Quest Property LLC, and they've been a good partner so far, and we're looking forward to getting this done and then hopefully having some adjacent business that will benefit from having the trail in the area.
Move the staff recommendation.
Thank you, Jim. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. Anyone in the public wish to speak? Directors, I note that this doesn't quite line up with the entrance to the Quick Trip on the east side. It's close.
It would be pretty close. I think that, well, Public Works reviewed these plans when the original development was going on. I think it's close enough that Public Works considers this an acceptable location for the access point to the adjacent business. That did have some influence when we were doing the design, was to make sure that the location of the trailhead would meet the needs of both the district and also the adjacent property. And so it's far enough away from Q Street that Public Works thinks this is an acceptable entrance to the trailhead.
One more on this, the drawing that's included in the handouts in our packet tonight shows a much longer
entrance and parking area to both sides rather than this short one.
If you go back, Phil, two pages, I think. Okay, so is this the one you're looking at, Director?
No. Exhibit B2.
Okay, this one?
There you go.
Yes.
So this is a conceptual map that was provided by Quest Properties consultants, and this is the potential future parking lot expansion that they would still have rights to construct at their cost in the future. And that is also covered by the license agreement that you can see that wraps around and connects over to what used to be the gas station that will become, as far as we understand, kind of a three-bay commercial storefront. They would have permission to construct that additional parking area both to the north there and wrap around, and then also that additional hatched area to the south. That would not be at any cost to the district. That would be their cost for construction, and they would also operate and maintain that one to provide additional parking to be used between the trailhead and the adjacent business.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments, please? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Thompson.
Yes.
Greg Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes. Does that conclude our agenda?
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Do we know what they're going to put in? If the business is going to go?
I don't know.
I don't think they ever said it.
Oh, FBL or
something.
Yeah. I don't think it's
finance. Call to order the Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee. And excuse absence of Rich Teaser. Fred Conley, would you like to fill in for
and Larry Bradley? Unexcused.
Oh, Larry Bradley too. Okay. Notification meeting. Act has been read and posted on the back of the wall. Quorum call.
Fred Conley.
Here.
John Conley.
Here.
Please.
Here.
And
here. Adoption agenda.
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
John Conley.
Yes.
Thompson. Sorry. Please.
Here.
Fred Conley.
All right.
Yes. Proof of publication is over there?
It's in the book.
It's in the book? Yeah. Okay. For the record. Item 6, review and recommendation on purchase agreement for MUD sites near Confluence. Do we go into executive session?
No, it's not needed.
Not needed? Okay. With that, Jim Beasley.
Assuming we would, everybody leave the room, give me a few more seconds. This is another project that's taken a few years to get to this point. About 5 years ago, you approved a recommendation. You approved to make an application to the Environmental Trust to acquire properties down at the confluence of the Missouri River. Two property owners, one of them was PCS Nitrogen, which owns and continues to own a rather large tract down there, as well as NUD, who owns four different parcels. This particular recommendation deals just with NUD's four parcels. And the trust application will be paying for 80% of the cost. We're on a, I don't want to say a tight timeline, but we've made two requests for continuing our grant application since it should have expired 2 years ago. This is the third, and they won't, I don't think, give another request, recommendation to extend it. But we've come to an agreement with MUD to purchase the four sites. Do you have the map? This is part of our Missouri River Corridor project. The project's acquired a number of sites over the years, from the Boyer Chute to the Blackbird Scenic Overview, California Bend, Nathan's Lake. And this confluence of the Platte River area is likely one of our last acquisitions for the Missouri River Corridor project. the four parcels, this one right here, it's A, B is down here, C is here, and D is this little one over here. It's, of course, Highway 34 bridge. PCS nitrogen parcel, which is not included here, would go all the way to Highway 75 and extend here. And it's about 600 acres of the lowland area. Confluence of the Platte goes almost three quarters of a mile, is about right down here. we've had an appraisal done on the four parcels, and I think we're about ready to sign a purchase agreement if the board is willing to do so. So nothing like coming down to the wire. As far as
I attended the MUD board meeting last week, and they unanimously approved the sale. It's in our court.
Because not only would this help out with the Missouri River Corridor project, but I'd like to at least point out that we would be getting these parcels as a part of the project would benefit the district when you do the levee rehabbing, which would include the levee down here as well as this piece down here, as well as up here. It's sort of all fills into maybe a larger project, as well as getting keeping people out of the floodway.
That's most different.
Been moved in. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Moved a second. Anyone from the public want to speak to this? Staff? Directors? John?
I got a question. It's a total of 600 acres.
The PCS nitrogen property, which we're not dealing with here. That's this parcel.
With all the parcels, a total of 600 acres.
The PCS property is about 600 acres. MED's property is about 152 acres. And we're only dealing with 152.
Okay.
PCS nitrogen is a company out of Canada. And for well over a decade, they've been just, we don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just working our way through it slowly.
Because basically that's just all kind of a flooded marsh area.
Some of the areas flooded by underground. When the Missouri River is high, a lot of this area, you can see these areas right here get water quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, just like today, you could go down there today, there's water standing like this.
Correct.
From that rain. So
some of it
what,
is far.
What are we planning on doing with it?
The intent is to, we have potential for carrying the trail down here and then going over to Highway 75. It'll be an interpretive area. But the whole corridor project is restoring some of the habitat that was lost when the channelization of the Missouri mm-hmm. River took place. Providing wetland habitat, migratory waterfowl a little bit, but mostly native plantings, fur bearers, everything from pollinators to excuse me, to a variety of wildlife. Interpretive panels can be put out there. And that was part of the application. Historical, cultural interpretation. Lewis and Clark went up the Missouri River a few hundred years ago, or went up the Missouri River and also up the Platte. There's potential for doing a lot, but it's also, again, going to benefit the district mm-hmm. in that the channel or the levee restoration, and I guess what changes, will not have to reacquire those.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with what we're going to do with it. That's fine. I'm just curious as to how we come up with pricing as to what it's worth, because it's really not worth anything.
We have had appraisals done for the project site. One thing that got the price up a little bit was an easement that MUD wants to keep, retain an easement for this 74-acre or 72-acre site, because they want to potentially maybe build in the future a settling basin mm-hmm. for some of the sediment from their well fields further west. Likely will never happen. The close proximity to Offutt and so forth that they won't be building in there.
What's the number per acre?
It varies. It depends on which side of the levee you're on, if it's on the riverside, the dry side, or the upland portion. It goes all the way, it averages around $6,000 an acre.
About $8,000. Actually, we have two appraisals.
Yeah.
One is appraisal. It comes around closer to $8,500.
That's higher than
our appraiser that appraised heavy came up with this $8,000. So both of them. Based on actually, they both used considerably different came up.
Yeah. The only thing I'm looking at is that it's pretty much good for nothing but habitat. So that's why I'm kind of questioning why it would be so high.
Habitat land more valuable farmland.
Especially hunting.
Okay, let's call it farming.
I know. It's amazing. No,
okay.
We do have a couple of appraisals.
Yeah. And again, we'd be paying only 20% of the cost of the $790,000. The district's liability would be about 150-some thousand. No, it's in here somewhere.
$158,000. Hey, Mr. John
Conley. I was involved when that MUD put a structure on that site, and I can't identify from this where is their outfall structure for their solids from the treat softening process going to the river.
And their outfall from their pipe,
right in the corner there, low right corner of their property. Okay.
Southeast corner of the property. Pipeline comes through, it comes up a new one. They just put in parallel up to the flat road.
It's only been 65 or 70 years ago.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's still there.
I have a couple questions. And if we pay 20%, who actually owns it?
We would own the property.
Outright. How much maintenance is involved in taking care of it?
The intent is to have it like our other corridor sites and planting it to native forbs and grasses and have very little maintenance. I'm sure you'd be doing work on the levee itself, but as far as the rest of it, it'd be for bird watching and primarily for the wildlife.
How do people get to it? I mean,
they wouldn't right now, but they would along a trail. I mean, if that were in its project down the road, provide trail access along the levee top from Bellevue Loop, which is further north.
Is any of that farmable at all?
Yes. Yeah.
They have.
He'll continue to rent this then?
No,
right.
Be wary of.
The soils there are really poor as far as
the quality. It's really problematic getting a crop out of there because even though it may not flood over the levee, the water that infiltrates underneath floods this area fairly frequently, even in dry years.
And then one more question about the blanket easement that allows MUD to use the land as if they still own it, basically?
No. The blanket easement would only allow them, well, they would have access to this site here, Project Area B, only if they want to build settling ponds for the sludge, essentially, from their well fields further west. And the settling ponds, like you said, would not interfere, if they were ever to be built, would not interfere with any of what we would like to have it for.
We would own it, but they could still use it.
Correct. Right. It would be an easement that would encumber our ownership.
And that dropped, that affected the value. It lowered the value of the property because of that.
The appraiser said that a
reduction.
They're selling it, and yet they're still able to use it as if they own it.
That's one of the only reasons they are selling it. If that is not part of it, they won't sell it.
That was their original use of property for their, what do they call it?
It's a lime sludge that comes out from the softening process.
So they hope they don't ever have to put in a place that has that alcohol. There actually are two cities in our district that use for the city of Blair. They alcohol with their and keep it for they both prep, they will go you can't help with your children. Heard recently the MUD, they think free type player, city of Blair, and told me properly. NUD has got a letter hoping, which then they never would be. Because what that means, shut off that district, they have to settle out all. They don't. But that's why they want to preserve that right. Just
and that would go on in perpetuity.
Correct.
We think it's very effective.
Thank you.
Only if they're forced. Basically, putting this plan, this title part of the program is back to making it really hard.
One last question. You know, there's that old fertilizer plant that lays like kind of over here.
Right, PCS nitrogen.
Is there any liability on that we're assuming if there's any kind of contamination from that?
There's been a brownfield study that essentially said there's no issue on the PCS property.
Did anybody actually like drill test it and like even down towards the river? That stuff goes a long ways.
We have wells that were abandoned clear over here on some of the properties. And they did find nitrogen was there and it was moving,
mm-hmm.
but they found, and their conclusion, I think, was that there was essentially no issue. Properties here are upstream and should not have any issue.
So we'll be able to get like a letter stating that it's clean, no liability.
Well, this property is not part of the PCS site, so we wouldn't have any liability.
I'm worried about underneath coming into it.
The only way you'd have a liability is if you drilled the well and people were consuming it as drinking water. Other than that, it doesn't matter what's underneath.
I just hate us to get a big liability all of a sudden. Okay.
We would not be in the chain of title of that site.
Okay.
Any comments, question?
I assume, Jim, that... assuming this gets approved, that NET will give us some money to finish off the purchase agreement, or we'll finish it off and get reimbursed?
To finish off?
The NET, the 80%.
Right. We will, as soon as we get a purchase agreement signed, and hopefully within 10 days after the board meeting, if they approve that, giving the documentation to the Environmental Trust, they'll get us a check signed for our 80%.
Okay.
Or send it electronically.
That's so nice of them.
You said it's been a long time in coming, and I know John's been working with PCS stuff for well over a decade.
13 years.
In 13 years.
Okay. roll call on the motion?
I had one more to say.
Oh, okay, hold on.
When NMUD owns it, do they pay tax on this land?
Don't believe so.
They don't.
Not unless they're getting crops, not unless they're raising crops for money.
Okay. Yeah. So there's no change in as far as tax collection, I think.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, item 7, do we need to go to executive session, General Manager?
I don't believe so. Everybody knows.
Council?
Do we?
Council, do we need to go?
Yeah, exact same on this one? Okay, that's fine.
That's a yes, we should?
Yeah.
Executive session?
Yeah. I didn't
think no, so. Okay. We'll not go in executive session on item 7.
This is every note.
Amanda Grimm, you changed.
A little bit. Amanda can't be here tonight, so I am filling in for her. So this first one, what are we, WP1, we received an offer from Celebrity Homes, who is developing near the WP1 site. They would like us to purchase the land that we need 5 acres from them for the WP1 project. They propose that we purchase it at their price that they purchased at $47,000 per acre. We think that, again, about five acres, about $235,000. And they will also donate about another 5.5 acres of land for additional parkland at that site.
Okay. Your second?
Second.
And the staff recommendation is what Lori stated. Anyone from the public? Directors? Any comments?
One question.
Well, sure.
How many total acres will this project require?
We presented that.
Right. I don't remember. So this is a very small piece of just
yes.
A
lot. Yes, it's a very small piece. So it's the piece in red, right?
Oh, over there.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
So, and that is the total piece. The total, approximately 10 acres, 5 of which we'll purchase and 5 of which.
That red is the 10 acres? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They plan to be developed on top and bottom?
Here and here. You can see and this there. Is already laid in. This all is
all over
this
the
is
place.
Coming soon. Yeah. It's all going. So 15A is just right over here, too. So right off the top.
Question, Jim?
Yes, John Kelly.
Laurie, I'm a little confused as to how we obtained that parcel. It's irregular shaped. It doesn't look like it's following the water line of any water storage. How did we end up with that piece?
Yeah.
So there is a drainage way right there. This boundary. So it hasn't been surveyed yet. This is off of the plat application, I believe, for Celebrity. And it will be surveyed prior to closing so that we know exactly the acreage that we require.
And what's then to the lower, to the inside of that curve there? Is that housing?
Which?
Down toward the bottom.
Yeah, that's not just below the orange color.
Here?
No.
Further
west. I'm concerned. Down and west, or whatever, to the right.
So west is down.
What's in there?
I believe that will be housing.
So we're buying up the back part of those lots that had a creek on it then.
Yes.
Why do we want it?
Well, we need top of dam.
We need
that,
it.
The dash line?
Right here.
That's top of dam. We need it. And that's where the 5 acres of tent that we really need. The other 5 acres.
Okay.
we're just telling you all we give city.
Okay. Roll call. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Item A. Again, do we need to go into executive session, Mr. General Manager?
No.
Okay.
Okay, proceed.
So, again, this is for the WP7 project down in Papillion. And this is the last piece to be acquired before we can begin construction there. This piece is from Fidelity or FMR Ignacio. And they have accepted the appraised value of $44,000 per acre for 3.582 acres, bringing the total purchase price of, to $157,700.
Motion to accept staff
recommendation.
Motion. Connie, your second?
I'll second it.
Connie's second. Anyone from the public wishes to speak to this? How about staff? How about directors?
Last piece on this project.
This will complete all the land?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And then hopefully six next month and we're ready to roll.
That's what?
WP6 next month and we'll be ready to roll on both.
All right, cool.
Question on that, Mr. Winkler. Are you going to award those as a single construction contract or a separate contract?
Except.
Good.
Are these put together? Okay. Understated together.
That's too bad. Okay.
Another subject. Okay, roll call on the motion.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Aye. We'll get that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm 9. It's only 7:30. Do we have to adjourn? Yes, we are adjourned. Not even 7:30.
Oh.